Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
New research conducted by scientists at NUI Galway has found that invasive false widow spiders are up to 230 times more poisonous than domestic Irish species. Here to tell me more is Dr. Michelle Dugan of the Venom Lab at NUI Galway. Good morning to you, Dr. Dugan. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm conscious that I might have scared some people by saying they're 230 times more poisonous than domestic Irish species, but they're not going to kill humans, are they?
No, they wouldn't kill humans. We already know that, yes, in certain instances they can, so bite people, that it's not fun, that it's a bit similar to a wasp sting, and that people can experience pain and a few symptoms for a little while, but they won't kill people.
But you have studied this false widow spider now for 5 years or so. Were you surprised at how poisonous it is?
Yes, to an extent. We already studied the composition of its venom in the previous couple of years, and we knew that it produced, so that the false widow produced toxins that are very similar to the true black widow, just not in the same quantity. But we were not expecting such a massive difference in terms of venom strength between native species and the false widow. And of course, that extreme potency of its venom compared to native species means that it is incredibly good at competing with native spiders.
And you have watched it in a battle scenario with native species. How does it behave? What does it do?
Well, the noble false widow has a few techniques, actually, that it employs. So in order to catch other animals and particularly other spiders, it can project its silk, so use its back legs to actually project its silk and then kind of cage its opponents and then bite it and inject venom into it. In some other cases, we know that if it doesn't have much venom, it will actually avoid confrontation and will come for confrontation later once it has more venom available. So the noble false widow will adapt its behavior to the amount of venom it has available and the likely scenario that it will be. If it's a big opponent and it doesn't have much venom, it will move away, it will retreat and wait to have more venom or better circumstances to take it down.
But he's spiteful. He'll come back when he has enough venom to get the thing that it wants to kill.
Well, if there is competition for particular resources, so space, so food, yes, of course, they will. They're all competing against each other to have the best spots, and have the better access to food. So the better and stronger one usually is the one that prevails at the end.
What does it kill? Is it mostly just other spiders?
So, no, the noble false widow is what we call a generalist feeder. So because of the profile of its venom, it can take down a large variety of prey. And that includes most bugs that you would find in Ireland, including most type of spiders. And then occasionally we have seen them also so feeding on lizards. We have seen them feeding on a bat. We have recently found one feeding on a shrew, so on a rodent. So they're capable of taking down pretty large prey compared to their own size.
Mm-hmm. How many of them are there here?
It's not possible to count them anymore. There are millions of false widows in the country.
Oh, great.
they've arrived about 25 years ago or so, and they are incredibly successful so at establishing new colonies. It's not just in Ireland. They have invaded, of course, the UK, but also all of Western Europe, parts of the Middle East, parts of California. We also have now colonies on the Pacific coast of South America. So it's really kind of a species that is taking the world over, and we really need to understand its impact because it can actually have a very strong impact on native species, especially on islands, like in islands where the ecosystems tend to be fragile.
Yes, and if we see or think that we have a false widow spider in our house, should we be trying to get rid of it, or do we leave it alone? What do we do?
So the best thing would actually to just use the good old method of the cup and the piece of paper, put a cup on top of it, put a piece of paper behind it and just throw it outside. The worst thing that can be done is actually to just go around with an insecticide spray and spray the whole house, because in that case you will actually destroy all native species as well, and at the end of the day, they are still the best defense, the best barrier we have against further invasion by alien species, so by invasive species. So we really should just try and move them out of the house, and that's it. Okay. Anything else would actually be more negative.
Because from what you've said, our native species can't defend themselves against this false widow spider. So we shouldn't help our native species along by, you know, squashing the odd one or two of them?
Well, the problem is actually to make sure that it is really a false widow that you're squashing and not a native spider. And that's the whole problem. It would be a shame if now, you know, people were just really scared and started to go on a rampage against native spiders as well. They are extremely important to the ecosystem. They are the main contributor to destroying mosquitoes, flies, midges, and we do really need them.
Okay, it's fascinating. Dr. Michelle Dugon, thank you very much for joining us from the Venom Lab at NUIG Galway. Back after this.
Today with Clareburn. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.